More science news, though it sounds more like the advice Mom gave you. Wash your hands. The World Health Organization is releasing a new set of standards for hand hygiene. These are hand-washing instructions for doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers around the world. Too many of them are not doing it correctly, and they are spreading infections. That's true in remote clinics in the third world outback and in shiny city hospitals in downtowns everywhere. Everyone needs to do better. Though, as NPR's Joanne Silberna reports, that's more complicated in some places.
Dr. Didier Pitet is a zealot about hand hygiene, regularly working late into the night on programs to improve cleanliness in hospitals, clinics, and doctors' offices around the world. It's because of one number.
At any point in time, in hospitals, and I'm talking hospitals only, over 1.4 million people worldwide are suffering from infections acquired because of healthcare.
Pitet is director of infection control at the University of Geneva Hospitals and one of the prime movers behind the World Health Organization's new guidelines. He says the problem of health workers with unclean hands may be more common in developing countries, but it occurs all over the world.
The average infection rate in these so-called modern hospitals will be between 8 and 12% of all hospital admissions. Now, in a hospital where you have no infection control program or an infection control program that is poorly working, of course, the infection rate is higher than these. And it could be as high as 15-20%.
Infections caused by healthcare workers cost the healthcare system a lot of money.
In the United States, the estimates are between 4.5 and 5.7 billion U.S. dollars per year.
Pitet and the WHO say the answer is not in hand washing with soap and water. It's instead 20 to 30 seconds with an alcohol-based hand rub.
You need to change the system. So the system change is to make alcohol-based hand rub available at the patient bedside.
Everywhere, he says, not just in some places like today. But the alcohol-based hand rubs have two potential problems. One is the perception that if they're used many times in a day, it will dry the skin. Pitet says most of the new alcohol rubs have a moisturizer, and anyone who finds them drying can use an additional moisturizer afterwards. The second problem is one that came up in the United Kingdom, where the hand rubs are widely used. Some Muslim health workers objected to the alcohol in the rubs. Dr. Saeed Memish was on the WHO committee. He explains.
It's known in the Islam religion that alcohol is forbidden to be drunk. But unfortunately, they confuse drinking the alcohol with using the alcohol topically on the skin.
Memish is a Saudi Arabian infection control expert. He researched the issue and found a description of a group of eminent Muslim scholars who met in Mecca in 2002 who considered the issue and said it was okay. Memish says he doesn't anticipate major concerns with the new guidelines. Alcohol-based hand cleaners have been used in Saudi Arabian hospitals for at least 3 or 4 years, and no one there has complained. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.